NPR.
Hi.
Happy Indicators of the Week Friday, Stacy.
Thank you. Happy Indicators of the Week to you, too.
Where are you?
That is an excellent question. I am at a restaurant close to my house called Eek's. It's 28 degrees, by the way. I just ordered like coffee and a bunch of, I don't know what I ordered. I just ordered like half the menu.
All right, well, you're coffeed up. You're outdoors.
Yes.
So yeah, let's start this thing. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
Today on the show, we're doing these Indicators of the Week. Stacey, you and I both picked what we thought were the most striking indicators that we came across, and now we're going to share them right after the break and hopefully after Stacey's taco order has arrived.
I will try to finish my tacos during the next 30 seconds.
Okay, Stacey, you've got a taco order on the way, and you've got some indicators
to share
with us.
Tacos and coffee, a new classic of outdoor dining.
Love it.
So here in New York, you know, the restaurant industry has really been hammered. There's not really indoor dining. There's a tiny bit, but, like, I'm looking inside of this restaurant, and, like, I don't see anybody sitting inside. I think a lot of people are just not really comfortable eating inside yet, so most dining is happening outdoors where it is
frigid.
Currently snowing and freezing.
Yeah.
And it's just been really, really hard on restaurants. And so my number is more than 50%. That is my indicator.
Okay.
And that is the number of people in the U.S. who get their heat from either propane or natural gas. And the reason that that is especially pertinent right now is that there's been crazy weather happening all week in all parts of the country, like kind of unprecedented weather, especially like in Texas. And a lot of people have lost access to natural gas and propane. And, oh, thank you.
Are the tacos here?
Thank you. My soup is here.
The soup is here. Excellent.
Thank you. Anyway, so as this like inclement weather has come, like 200 million Americans are apparently dealing with like weather warnings of some kind, like kind of extreme weather. And a lot of those people have been cut off from heat. A lot of it because of shortages of natural gas. In the case of Texas, I think sometimes some of the pipes have frozen because they're not prepared for this level of cold. And also there are huge propane and natural gas shortages in the Midwest just because people are trying to use so much heat to like counteract this weather. And also because I am sitting right beside a big propane heater outside of this restaurant. And restaurants have been like buying up, you know, those tall propane heaters like crazy just to try to stay open and try to get some business through the winter. Meanwhile, like natural gas prices are going up. So there's just this real shortage of natural gas and propane. And so that is my indicator of the week. It's just all these kind of needs converging at once. We just are using this sort of, I know that the word unprecedented gets thrown around a lot, but we really are using an unprecedented amount of propane and natural gas, and people are suffering from shortages of it now.
Wow. Yeah, it's fascinating, too, from an economic standpoint, because when the pandemic started and as it has continued along, a lot of people have hoped that essentially the economy could reorient itself for a little while, right? So we can't eat indoors.
Yeah.
There has to be social distancing, but you can eat outdoors and maybe just like put in propane heaters or whatever. And it's just a reminder that the real world sometimes interferes with those nicely laid plans, because reorienting the economy can lead to shortages of the thing that suddenly everybody needs, like propane or other sources of energy, or just a way to stay warm. Everybody needs a way to stay warm right now because so many parts of the country have been hit, and so there are shortages of these kinds of energy. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. And so what is your indicator of the week? I'm just gonna take a bite of this melted. It is really just melted cheese.
Well, you take a bite of the melted cheese. I feel a little guilty because I am warm and cozy inside my recording closet. And here is my indicator. My indicator is 2/3. That is
okay.
The share of unemployed people who were surveyed by Pew Research who said that they have seriously considered changing their occupation or their field of work entirely. So not just going back to work in the field that they were already working in before they lost their jobs, they're considering completely changing their lives and working in a different occupation or a different field. So it is such a dramatic such a surprisingly high number. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, some professions, it seems like, have been hit especially hard, right, by unemployment, like the services industry and things like that. Is that mostly where that number's coming from?
Possibly. I mean, what we know is that low-wage jobs suffered way more job losses, right? So a way higher share of people who are unemployed because of COVID are people in low-wage jobs. And it was interesting to me because there were both negative and, curiously, some positive responses to this survey. So the negative ones are definitely the ones to focus on right now, which is that people who are unemployed are reporting higher levels of emotional and mental health anxiety and suffering.
Sure.
You know, they're reporting that they're having, you know, a lot more fights with their loved ones and things of that nature. And of course, we know from an economic point of view that it's just really hard to be unemployed because you lose your income and you might lose your skill sets over time and your contacts.
And so, it lingers for years, like the effects of losing your job, like even when you get your job back, like you can lose years of earning, and it's like really, really hard on people in all kinds of ways.
Yeah, there's a ton of suffering, and I think it's right that the focus be on that right now. But the reason I find this statistic so interesting, that people are thinking about changing their occupations entirely, is that some of the people in the survey also had some positive responses. So, for example,
yes, thank you.
Oh, your tacos are here.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry. So, no, it's okay. I ate your food. So, for example, more than 60% of people have said that they have spent their time on unemployment trying new hobbies and trying out new interests. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Bread baking?
Oh, I don't know. They didn't get that detailed. But more than half of people have said that they have actually enjoyed not having to work for a while. And part of the reason, I think, is that, you know, I think all of us could use a break sometimes, and it's been a really tough year. And it also seems that people are now enthusiastic about trying new things after this horrible pandemic is over. And so I think of the two-thirds of people who want to try something new, and I combine it with some other trends, like the huge boom in startups, the huge rise in people who are working from home, and the huge numbers of people who are also moving to a new place. And it seems like if there is one tiny, tiny, tiny silver lining from this horrible pandemic, it's that on the other side of it, a lot of people will be testing new things, right? They'll be changing their lives. They'll be trying to, you know, come up with new ways of doing things, new ways of working, possibly starting new companies. And so they were forced to do this by the most horrible circumstances, but that could yield some unexpected and positive outcomes. And I am holding on to that little bit of hope because things are still kind of bleak right now, but they might get better in the long run, you know?
It could be like a pivot point for people where they try something or take a risk that they might not have otherwise taken.
So those are our two indicators of the week. We want to invite all our listeners to send in their own indicators if
they want to, please.
You know, to indicator@npr.org. And we are going to be doing this every Friday, except, of course, for Job Fridays.
Job Friday. We can't let anything get in the way of our sacred Jobs Friday.
Exactly. So if you've got some suggestions for indicators of the week that we can steal from you, go ahead and send them to us. And otherwise, thanks for listening. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Brittany Cronin and fact-checked by Sam Tsai. The Indicator is edited by Patty Hirsch, and it is a production of NPR.
Also, we are looking for our next intern. So if you love podcasts and economics and hanging out with a really great little team of people, please apply. We'd love to have you. You can find the application in our Twitter feed. Our handle is @TheIndicator.